The contract says Johnston will buy water from Providence and resell it to Invenergy to cool the company's envisioned power plant. Environmental advocacy group Conservation Law Foundation, or CLF, sued Invenergy and Johnston for their water contract in March. CLF's senior attorney, Jerry Elmer, says he's confident the court will find the contract illegal. He says that ruling would set back Invenergy's progress.
Invenergy will be back to square one. It will have to find a new source of water for its proposed power plant, and it'll have to file a new application with the Energy Facility Siting Board.
Invenergy said in a statement they're reviewing the judge's decision to determine what to do next, but remain committed to the project. Elmer says a final ruling on the lawsuit could take several months. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.